actually had to borrow from somebody. I had beautiful stuff from him. I can start? What are you doing now? I should start talking. I'm ready to roll. Thank you so much. Vayner Shalom. Thank you for everything. Thank you, Rabbi Yosef Yaffe. Thank you, Kavash Kocha Pratius. Thank you, Kalaloshin. Thank you, Torah Anytime. Today was the yard site of Rabbi Gershon, Rabbi Chaim Avrom. I want to dedicate everything going on here to him. In Avadi, they didn't, you know, more serious world. They were not so much involved. I want to thank my Elam is bringing me. I'm number one. It's unbelievable. And by me, it's Shechinim Badaberes B'Torah Greinah. I don't work like the rest of the world where they say, you do that to everybody. I don't go for that stuff. None of that. Any kind of positive gesture coming my way is Shechinah. The Eibishter, and nothing more, nothing less. That's what I believe. You can do what you like, but that's my derech. If any criticism comes my way, he doesn't feel good today. Tomorrow he'll straighten out. Criticism, me? A Muslim like me? How could that be? How could that be a Muslim? I want to tell you, Rabbi, if you go my derech, you're going against your bad nidos. Do it, unless the other way makes you steig more. Some people like the end, tell me off, I'll change, I'll get better. There's a mukum for that, plenty. But everybody's different. I want to introduce the Elam to my way of thinking. I believe in it very strong. A person has no idea of his greatness. Whatever you're going to tell me how great I am, I told you my Adam once called me up. Boy, if you don't know the saying about you, I says, don't believe a word. I'm much better than whatever they say. That's what I told him. He laughed. I said, for the laugh alone, it's Kedai. But the MS is, that's the way a Yid, this day and age, go for it. I have a scummers from every guttle in the world. They love my stuff. I check this out in the Vadik, Slopotkin, rest of anywhere. They're behind me, all of them. They know the matzav. You got to be mechazik. Yourself before anyone else. First comes me, Chayach or Kaidman. Don't worry so much about Yana, but what about me? Anyway, you have to be Mechazik yourself, then the world will have so much more from you. Doesn't look like Mordechai had any problems with self esteem. Doesn't look like it. Haman was a big problem with self esteem. Mordechai, by the way, you really want self esteem? Throw yourself out for the public. Care for Klai Yisrael. See, Haman's, he likes me, he doesn't like me. That's why I put in my hat that I'm the Rosh Kibahat. Why? I still have the hat. Why did I do that? Because that, it's a done deal. I paskin, that's the matzah. Now, I don't have to go around begging for covet from all my friends. I know, I'm fine. I don't need it. And if I get it, I'll believe it too. Don't worry if you say something nice. It's another raya how great I am. But you know what? Unfortunately, Haman was living from outside of him. He wasn't secure. He didn't feel good about it. He didn't learn Musa every day, reminding himself all the milas he had. You know, it's such a shud when people go, a guy, you think a guy, you know what they could be? There were gerim among them. They're great people. But it's such a rachmanis. All midas rice kills them all the way. Now he's going to go to war because this and that. It's all me, this. Be happy. Be sameh. Okay. Esav, the whole problem with Esav is you took my Bechari. David loves everybody. Betzal was the number one. Aliyah Shevet, Yehuda. Aliyah was the Yerud Shevishvatim. And they worked together like we're all the same. So what's wrong with being Yerud? I'm Mr. Nobody. It doesn't mean anything. It means I'm working on a different level and avoid the Hashem. But we're all the same. The Mayim Loi says all the Shvatim are equal. They're all equal. Yes, so you're getting more covered. I'm probably luckier than you because you're the guy who's never getting all that covered. You know how much Torahs we had from big people? Okay, we'll stop our midbars now. Oh, it's going to be Lebedek over there. We stop by mid, by the way. Right away, the who are the Katsine Ha'am making trouble, and when Kairach making trouble, Meraglim, these people are Bali Racha Kaidish, yeah. They're biggest of the big. And they never have more, they're dead of trouble. You want to be big. It's not so simple. It's fine. Be happy. So let the guy who gets covered, you know, it's a problem when you're getting covered. You think it's so push it. You envy. You know what they told me in Avadi? When you envy that big Rosh Yeshiva, you are envying nothing more but the cover that he gets. Because he looks, he got, see, the Kedusha, and you want that too. You know, chap, that all this, even in Ruchnius, all the envy, ooh, he has a nicer family than me. His wife is a tzaddikis, and they in the air. And the Mechabarim, they see what they said about him. By the way, Nevadik, getting, when the Mechabar, Rabbi Saul Meyer is quoted as having said, he can't be masig. Honoring. The Rabbarans, famous Rabbaran Kavod, they say, they wanted to honor him. He said, do me a favor, just this bizyanus don't give me. That's what they say. It's ridiculous. Oh, you have to do it. Chas v'shalom. Rav Sheinberg encouraged people, they're honoring you, it's a mitzvah, do it. It's a, you know, but between you and me, it's ludicrous. He's this and he's that. Wait a minute. Hold on one second. If he needs an ego boost and he believes everything they're saying, then at the hold, it's an engine. Go for it. Get honored. That's a total different story. If you need chizuk, I must need. I prefer give yourself chizuk. Hold from yourself. Take compliments seriously. I am number one. See what's going on? Now I'm not going to be jealous. I'm not going to make people crazy of all the tinnitus. I'm not going to be nice to my wife because I feel good. You're number one. Ooh. If I'm the regular guy like today where they make fun of everything, like a mullik is mezalzel. I'm nothing, you're nothing. It's all baloney. That's the way they work. That's the whole tzara, the known for zilzel. So I say, I'm still the same grouch as I was a minute ago. But if I take it serious, you're number one. Now I'm a different person. What do you say to that? How do I say? There's a book out against compliments, by the way. Some people hate it. Love a chup at this. I can't handle it. And it's true. You're careful. Sometimes you can't. Certain people get turned off by compliments. All right. But if you're a tummim like me, take them serious and be a happy person. Now, Reb Gershon, Reb Chaim Avram should have a listing in Gan Eden. He hated COVID with a passion. He loved the Eibishter. He hated COVID. He was in a different world. He was so full of simcha. In the concentration camp, he found himself a machsan, a little corner there, a storage room. And there he parked himself in the concentration camp. He parked himself. This is my yeshiva. My makam abdidus. And he used to learn. He used to daven b'kel rum. Don't ask me how that happened. I do know stories. The Vardigas, they said it on him also. What's his name? Shalom Kaber. He was a Rosh Vod in Pinsk. B'kel rum! In front of the Russians, I think, he was in Siberia. He was singing Simchas Torah begunim. Altirim pachat pisayim. B'kel rum! B'kel rum! And the guy who tells the story, he was the Yid, he was standing in line by the apple or by whatever, they're counting everybody, and he was having a heart attack. This guy's mamish, like he's going to get killed. They're going to, what does he think he's doing? He's singing Altirim Pachat Pisayim. That's what he's doing in the middle of it. You know you're standing next to, you know what's going on here. And he kept on going. Bekal Ram, he was singing Simchas Torah Negunim. And finally, the guy came to him, the guy in charge, and he says, get into the line. And he totally ignored him. I'm in the middle of singing. Don't tell me what to do. That's the story. You want to read it? It's unbelievable. The stories are Shul Weintraub. They have it in there. I knew people who knew him. His face is lichtig. Sholem Keber's name was. He was a Rosh Avad in Pinsk. Tzadik Yisrei Deilam. And he spent his whole... And finally the guy left him. He left him alone. Didn't touch him. So a person who has betochen, you know, if you... Mordechai saw Haman hanging from day one. You're not an entity in my world. He took one look at him. He looks like he owns the world. And he had... You know, they walk like this. Aloof. Do you ever hear the word aloof? It's an English word. Guess where they got it from? Aloof. You know, all the B'nai Esav, aloof. You ever see the Germans, the way they, you know, you see pictures with the goose step? They're up there, you know. They don't have, it's a positive to look down. Yesh Oimrin, that Haman never looked down when Mordechai didn't bow down. He didn't notice it. They had to tell him. Because it didn't pass for him to look and see the people. He was up there, you know. That's the way. So he was aloof, and he's... That's where the English word aloof comes from. And and he didn't even notice. They had to tell him, look what Mordechai's doing. And Mordechai, Faftumon, he had a jambo. That's a metal piece on your foot. And it written on there what jambo was, I, Haman, have sold myself to Mordechai as a slave. And he kept passing him by, picking up the jambo. Babala, remember? Remember you went sold? Yeah, I didn't forget, though. Oh, how dare you? Huffing and puffing. You ever see these Teutonic? Teutonic means German. You ever see this Teutonic? These German guys with their stolts, their gayus. Oh, oh. How dare you do that? You know, they're so into COVID. You know, you take that from him. Guess where that comes from? Chaim Halpern used to tell me that. That Musser is... Say hypoch of that stuff. You take that. Yes, you take that from him. You know, Reb Nosson once told somebody. He said, so pretty much Rabbi Sol Salanta said, if you can't get along with a shade, then you become a shade yourself. So somebody asked him, you mean to say that my wife should step all over me? I forgot what it was exactly. Reb Nosson said, yes, that's exactly what I mean. I saw my Rebbe, he said, man, he did it with us, he loved it because he was taught, that's the way it works. Yes, 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 I am a shmata. That's like, I love it. I'm a shmata, you're not a shmata, you're out of it. People who don't know how to bend and to give in, they end up hanging like Haman. They can't bend, they can't give in, they got to be right, they got to be this. How dare you say that? And the whole Megillah is covered, Redivas are covered, how it's sent. You know that Chaim Mordechai Weingren said about Vashti? Kum Tarayin. You know what he said? If she would have been Mekabel B'Zayinus, she would have had a kapara and she would have been saved. But no! How dare you do that? Boom! She wasn't Mekabel B'Zayinus. Yeh Shemrim, she was decapitated. Yeh Shemrim, she was burned alive. But either way, then she, her covenant, and why was Bachamosai Baravai? It says Achashverosh is double lashon. He got angry, he was fuming. His covenant. My covenant is at stake. You don't do that to me. For that, burn you alive. No, there you go. And covenant. He loved covenant. He was, Barai says, showing off. Show off. You show off, you're going to end up killing your wife. The whole lesson of the whole Megillah is stop looking for covet; it's going to kill you. And Haman Mordechai holds us in an ishavali. One Mordechai doesn't bow down; I'm dead. I can't handle it. It's too much. I can't. You know. We talk like that. We all do. I can't handle it. I get such busyness. Do you ever hear anyone talk like that? Who doesn't? I can't handle it. I can't. Now, lucky that I had the other day. I had some busyness, and lucky I said, "Look, covet." In a certain, where I usually get covered, here I got the Zionist, and I knew exactly why. It was Reb Gershon's Yahrzeit. Reb Gershon's Yahrzeit, that's his matana from Shemayim to me. Reb Gershon is sending me a free gift, some by the Zionist. It's not a joke. If you learn, you have a religion that believes in the Zionist, you're going to be so much happier. Oh, I got the Zionist. That's great. And look at Mordechai and Esther, how different they are. Esther does not want to have, oh, I look good. Don't bother me with that silly stuff. Oh, you fast tell you, no. What do I care about? Goyim. They're in their own world. She wasn't interested. She was hiding. Well, with a shegetz like Achashverosh, Stam, you can't blame her. But she didn't ask for anything. There's a lesson going on here. Don't bother me. She had no tolerance. But the whole world is, we have to make an impression. The house has to look beautiful. Okay, you have to be a mentor. We know that. But she was not into that whole business. She couldn't stand covered. She had a Rebbe Mordechai, who was Rosh Sanhedrin. Soine hadras panim begitin. Thank you so much. And the Soine kuptarein. Okay, time for a reload, as usual. You know, lately, the phones, my phones have a special schooler. They stop in the middle. Reb Geshen taught me how to live and things like this. I hang around them. Whenever something goes wrong, they crack up. Isn't that a better way to deal with it? You crack up. Oh, the phone's not working yet. You know, laugh. You know, there's, you want to cry? Go cry. But, oh, never. What I go through, when people have to do things for me and they forget, they don't this, what am I supposed to do? My cupboard's at stake. I asked you and you didn't do it. I saw a guy, Rahmanul Islam. There was a store in Lakewood, a pharmacy, some kind of, I think it was a pharmacy, way, way, way back. No one here has any shaykhs. There was a guy, they think it was a Yidl, not from Yid. And the orders didn't come on time. He went berserk. He was on the phone screaming. He was going, and his kids were there, teenage kids. They were all embarrassed of him. He's screaming. He couldn't control his temper. He was gone. He didn't last long, you know. And that lifestyle where everything has to go your way. You want to last in this world? Give in. I'm wrong. So what? Don't fear relationships. Don't worry so much about relationships. Oh, but I said so to this guy and that guy. Listen to me. You can change relationships overnight. Just have the talk. Don't be nispoil about a sour relationship. I was responsible several times, at least 3-4 times that I remember, where family members were on the outs with each other, and overnight it turned around. I gave a bracha within 24 hours. A few cases I had, sure. But that in my own life, I do these things all the time. I said something wrong. I have people today that I wasn't always so good with them. Oh, no. Today, it's a different world. Don't be so spoiled. You didn't make it. So tomorrow, your best friends and your wife included. You'll get along with her, too. You wait. Just don't be so spoiled of a relationship didn't work. I said the wrong thing. Anyway. That's the whole lesson in Megillah. You don't take this out. In a Vardig, the whole thing is you have to be like Mordechai Viesta. Mordechai's walking in the middle of the street, screaming Mekol Rom. I saw Reb Geshen do that. He took Mordechai serious. He came here to Lakewood. I remember he was crying. He was an old man, and he wasn't talking. And they had, he was laying, had a special car because he couldn't even sit, come out. He was in a wheelchair for you, ready. What the Nazis did to him, you know, finally caught up in his late years. He had a lot of Yisurim. Yeah, but he used to sit in his wheelchair like this. And when they wheeled him around, he used to pick up his feet like a kid is going on a wheel, like a ride. And he had a swivel chair. He'd sit up front in the basement, and he used to go back and forth, like swiveling, like, you know, you ever see a kid? He used to do that all the time. Why not? So, no, you don't do that. Why not? Why don't you do that? He used to do a lot of these things. Why not? You know, he was once standing on line with Gershon. And there's this real famous story. I wasn't there. What really happened, what they say happened, but whatever. It was boiling hot. And all the reshivas, everybody, you needed to eat something cold. And they had an ice cream stand. So all the Rosh Hashivas, so all the Shana Yidin with the frocks and the who were the Shana, were standing there like turning colors online. That's the way I heard the story. Standing to wait to buy the glida, you know, to get some glida on a boiling hot day. And Rabbi Gershon's in the back of the line and he gives a scream, the whole place should hear, Shtei glidot bevakasha mit ashtolts. You eat ice cream with ashtolts. Don't say, You know, eat, enjoy. What's wrong? Enjoy. He was very much like that. Be normal, Hashem Yerachem. Nevadigas are not normal. They're the only normal people still around. You know, fine, they're the normal people. Mordechai was normal. The whole shita of Nevadig, Mordechai is big. They spent this whole tkufa. Mordechai screaming in the middle of in Lakewood. Reb Gershon used to scream like an old man who's never seen now. Reb David Shistel and Reb Heinzvi, a few people, the big man said, I don't believe in this whole business. He is not senile. I see it in his eyes. He's an Oyved Hashem who fought thousands of people wanting to see him. And suddenly, he starts crying. He used to do it. He usually had a reason. When he was in New York, Weinkrantz walked in. So he remembered, you know, the memories of the past. You know, he didn't just do it. He had a reason, but he made sure that the Elam should have a clear impression. I am over the hill, I'm good and senile, and it's done. That's for sure. There's no suffering. He was aiming at that, because as soon as he came back to France, he stopped it. Because it looked like it was a different world. And then he used to say, V'berich, when he was in France. I'm in Lakewood now? Where am I? You never know what was real, what was not real with him. I know one might say he was he was in somebody's house here in Lakewood. Somebody took him in. I was involved over there. And Rabban Kreiser pushed me to bring him to Lakewood. They got to see this man. There's a Tzadik Ador. Anyway, I forgot, what was I saying? Who? He heard that he's in town. And everybody knew him in Europe. He was a Shem Dover. They all knew Reb Gershon. Reb Gershon, he was the star of Nevadig. He was way ahead. In fact, they were afraid for him because he was too much. He had too much pratim. He had all kinds of pratim. He sticked around 24/7. He never stopped. He had to outdo everybody. He had a healthy gaiva. I got to be better than everybody. It's exactly what happened. He used the gaiva in a healthy eifin. Rabbonus Yafin, Sari Yafin, they say, stuck up for him. Because people were saying, is he going to be okay? He ended up on the staff. He was from the Gedolim over there. He was not Shayach, Reb Gershon. In his younger years, people were a little worried. And then she smelled that she was brilliant. And the Alta used to be miyayet with her. Sorry, Yafin. He used to be miyayet because she was a very, very tzaddikis. And she used to stick up for Reb Gershon. You'll see. Well, you know what she once did? Somebody who was known to be probably one of the biggest Torah builders in the world, who nashed from the Vardik, who did had enough from what he was going through, trying to build his yeshiva. And he was about to throw in the towel, and she got wind of it. The one who told me the story was Daniel Nekritz. And his bubby told him, go over to that yid and tell him, I suspect who it is, but for whatever reason, they don't want to say his name. Go tell him, a world famous who built Tyre like nobody, like he told her, tell him to come here. So he goes to this yid who was on the Gedolim pictures. Yeah, he wasn't a regular person. So she goes to him. And he goes to him, and he says, I'm a little busy, I can't do this, and you know, I'm busy, you didn't want to get involved with her. So he comes back, and he'll not, because he told me the story. He comes back, so she says, he's too busy. Zogin, he's coming now. You didn't play games with her. Sorry, Yafin? She was the altar's daughter. She was the real thing. So he came, and she let him have it. She said, you know what Zikir Rabim is? Get ready to chew nails. That's the way it goes. You go, and you'll be Matzliach. That's call us Cholos coaches. Don't come. He went, and he became from the biggest. There's another story. His name was Shulman. Him I knew. I knew the other one also, but who I suspected was Shulman. Had built the yeshiva, and he had enough. And came back to learn. He's a major Talmud Chacham, a Masmin, a Ben Teva. Back to Bialsik, learn. She found out about it. She said, Zog Shulman to come to me. Shulman came to her, and she said, you're going right back out to build yeshivas. The Ika Shita von Avadig Zika Rabbi, you're going to go now and steig and learn. He built 11 yeshivas. He showed me pictures of them. One of them was in Petrikov. There's a picture with him with the Rav's son over there. He was a power. He got brachas from the Ger Rebbe. Ger was very good with Navadi. Anyway, she was all right. The Rebbe Sinya. Anyway, getting back to the Ger. Matzah. What?
Someone's house in Lakewood.
Who? Yeah, Gershon was by Parnas's house. I was the gabbai. Boy, what I saw. I want to tell you something, what I saw. It's good to hear this. I saw people I knew for years, whom I looked at. You know, he's got it all. You ever see those? Look at his lawn, his rebbetzin, with the kids, and they're all mitzionim. You know, I said one after another. I saw a lot of those guys. And since I was the gabbai, they had to tell me what's going on. I went berserk. Do you know what's going on? You should hear the stories that I heard. I learned something from being a gabbai. People opened up. And I saw the way they cried to Reb Gershon. I saw, you know, the dimyonites, they kill you. You know how many Nebuch women, they go and have no children, they see their friends already going baby carriage. Baby carriage. And they don't know what's behind that baby carriage. About what the churban that's going on between the shalom bayis or whatever. They don't know. All they know is everyone's luckier than me. I tell it like this. You were born to kvet. Yetzer lev adam ra min urav. I believe Reb Chaim Volozhin says this. He says, Raman Ura means you kvetch. This is bad, that's bad, everything's no good. That's the nature of a person. You're born with the lust for kvetching. Everybody don't chop it. They don't know themselves. You're born now to shouts. What should it be chal on? My lust for kvetching. Let's try this. Let's try that. And don't worry. The more you like it, the more you get it. But I know people are always, now this went wrong, that went wrong. There's always some. We all have that to degrees. There's different madrigas. But people don't stop. The rots and the kvetches, wait, you don't even know you had it. Things were good when you were young, and now suddenly everything, boom. And I can't handle it. And again, they don't stop. There's a rotsen to be dissatisfied. You were created to work on that and go to war and go to the extreme opposite. I'm the luckiest person in the world. Look how Mordechai has. Now, where's his friends? By the way, Haman's popular, whereas Mordechai is unpopular, right? He doesn't need that stuff. By the way, it says, Am Mordechai means B'nai Torah. His friends are B'nai Torah. I advise everybody. I try to do it. Hang around B'nai Torah. They are delicious. Just hang around. People will learn. They're a different world. A Ben Torah is a Ben Torah. That's right. Although they had tinnitus on him. You're too much of an Oscar. You're like Mandel. And Mandel talks too much. You're not in learning. Your mom is like Mandel. It's no good. You're too much, Rabbi Mordechai. He was too much. Ratzi L'roi Bechov. Part of Sanhedrin said, you know. By the way, I want to tell you something. That last stickle of the Megillah, part of the Sanhedrin, because he was not in learning, they had it in for him. You're in Taskonis. Come on, not asking. The Bat Gemara, what's with that going? I want to tell you something. Now, Rashi is saying something. He's saying two things. He's saying, no matter, I'm not as spoiled from all your askonis. Loud! And it's true for some people. And for some people, just the opposite is true. Oh, they don't hold true. That's fine. You, without you, there's no Purim. The Sanhedrin, you're very nice people, but you bow down to Haman, right? Or you disappeared. You didn't wear my senefesh the way I was. So now you got to masvidim. You're not worth anything. The whole thing, I have a chi of a mikra begina, Megillah. I brought the Klal Yisrael thousands of years of simcha and of kedusha and of yudim ha'isra'ayda, of simcha, of sasim, and you go, what I brought the Klal Yisrael, what I did, you're not Mordechai. I don't care, you ain't even learning, land. Keep learning, but I'm Mordechai. You have your blood Gemara, but you're not Mordechai. You don't come near me. Now listen, You see, I spoke two opposite things. I'm making a chizik of both directions. Don't bother me, Zika Ram. Daf Ladin. Right? Some people have to hear this, and some people have to hear that. Unfortunately, very, 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 very often, the person that has that's supposed to go out, it holds for learning. Right? And the person that's supposed to learn, it holds for Zika Ram. That's what usually happens. People live with Nagias. The Nagias slept them by the newest. Like what the Klauser Megarebbe used to say, the way the wives control the husband. She slept him by the newest, you know. She pulls him by his nose, you know. Whatever, yes, the Nagia going. You know what they say in the Vardic? A Nagia is a going. It's brilliant. Your Nagia, you'll have a million reasons. No, no, no. You know, I'm not cut out for going out. No, I tried it once. I got such busy anus. It's not for me. Now, if you're being a Vardigate, you got busy anus. Get some more of that stuff. You know, I say like this. You wanna avoid criticism? Say nothing, be nothing, and do nothing. No criticism. A lot of people do that. They spend their whole life. Make sure you don't, and they're good. They keep that comfort zone. And I'm doing okay in my little hole. And the Mordechai, learn from Mordechai. The Vardig, they said, you want Purim? Learn from a B, A Mordechai. You got to dance like a balabas. That's balabatish. That's not for a Ben Torah. Ben Torah is a higher person. And it has to be a Ben Torah. Every year is Mamlechus Kehanim, good Kodesh. Every year has to feel I'm a soldier. I have to go get higher. I'm not like a regular guy. I have to go higher. So you want to be background music and you want to have tell over a nice pshatlach about Mordechai and about Esther and another pshat, which grada, I'm heavy into that. Maybe too much. If I'd be a real Navardic, I'd be more in working on being a Mordechai. It's a job. Oh boy. You have to learn Musa. You have to be my senefesh for the Abishta. Anyway, Navardic becoming a Mordechai, where the whole Klai Yisrael can't stand him. Before he was purged from learning, they didn't like him because he made trouble. He was unpopular. He was called Yehudi. Yehudi because David from Yehuda saved the Zayd, the Shimon, the Megera. I want to tell you, he's connected with David big time. David was the most unpopular person you ever heard of. You know that? You know how many people hated him? You ever eat Tanakh? They didn't hold from him. And before the Maisu with Bathsheba, he was in Hatsu. And after that, oh, boom, you're off the hit. Out up and Daras, Abamis. You know who didn't hold from him? Rosh Sanhedrin, one after another. Bir Doi Gachi Soipel, Shemi Ben Gera, Sheva Ben Bichri, Avner, Shol. He's a giant. They're not little kids. Ich halt nicht von him. They didn't hold from David. So Mordechai, Yehudi, you know, fits in great with David. The whole world, you don't hold from me? That's fine. Yeah, we're going to go on. You have the Rabbeinu Shalom. Now, look, I don't advise anybody to go that path. It's not. Rabbi Gershon could do it. Rather, everybody held from him. The Satma loved him. Rabbi and everybody held Rabbi Gershon. But I'm sure here and there he got his criticism for sure. Especially Novartiga. He would have shtick, you know. When I saw him, he was on the good list. Everybody. Despite his shtick, he once said a shmooze, a beautiful drasha, at Ramesha Soloveitchik's son's chasen. I heard this from an eyewitness. And it was under the chuppah, they speak, but in us in America, we're not into that, Baruch Hashem. So I talk it up, I have to listen also yet. So they have to sit by a chuppah. Oh, wait, somebody's going to make a drasha. And everyone got to sit there and listen. That's a chasen shalom. It's gewaldig what they do, especially if they ask me to speak. Anyway, so Reb Gershon was asked to speak, and he spoke, and for some reason something went wrong. He spoke gewaldig, which he never ever did. Whenever he spoke, I promptly fell asleep. He was so boring. He was not, oh, okay, here he goes. He used to stop in the middle. Say another word, stop again. I was out cold. I used to blame it on my jet lag, you know. It wasn't jet lag. It only happened when Reb Gershon started speaking. then I suddenly fell asleep. That was him. You know who else they say was like that? Rabbeinu Shvinkel. Had a lot in common, by the way. Even though he was Slabodka. They were both Freilich, I mentioned. You know what Rabbeinu Shvinkel said? When he saw somebody running in the base, running around. He used to tell it over all the time. A new Bach, he just came to the mirror. And Rabbeinu sees him running in the hallway. He says, what are you running for? He says, he just came. He says, I want to get away from Rabbeinu Shashir. I don't want to, you know, be caught over there. So Rabbeinu used to tell him, oh, he didn't know, you know, you're talking to Rabbeinu. You know, you just knew, so you didn't hop. He didn't say anything to the guy. But he used to tell over that story to everybody. He was exactly like Rabbi Yashin. They got along. The Yafin, they get along crazy with each other. The Finkel family with the Yafins were Shidduch, Nevada and Slabodka, but there was a lot in common, not stump. Anyway, Mordechai, they all hate him. And he goes in the middle of the streets and he screams and he takes sackcloth in front of the Shar HaMelech. What are you doing? And he kicks Haman. You know, he kicked him. Kicked him on his neck. You know that? He kicked him. Are you crazy? Haman tried to say hello to him. And he was waiting for Mordechai to say hello to him first. So he started walking near him, back and forth, and hoping he'll give him. Mordechai ignored him completely, not you. So finally Haman decided, okay, let me say shalom first. So he said, shalom aleichem. So Mordechai turns around, ein shalom omar Hashem l'rishayim. That's my opinion of you. This man's dangerous. He's a Mishnah Lamelech, and he's a cutthroat. He's an Amaleki. Yidden was scared of Amaleki more. Amaleki Benegev, you know, when they were afraid. You see, it's often a psukim. As soon as they heard the word Amalek, the Meraglim, they just said the word Amalek, the whole class was crying. Amalek, you know what the Yidden did in Eretz Yisrael when they heard the Germans are coming? They said they want to commit suicide. Because, you know what the Germans did to people? Because no one liked them. They outdid all the Rishayim. And Amaleki is like a class by himself. He's Rishis, he's Azorius. That's why don't feel so bad about the Ukrainians. They are known to be worse than the Germans. And during the war, they were in the German. Anyway, Khmelnytsky, they still have a statue up there in Kiev. Khmelnytsky was worse than Hitler. There's Tachmatat, that was all him. Now, anyway, so you got to walk away from this whole Megillah. With B.A. Mordechai Fapak the world. I got some Mazianis yesterday. So I didn't like it. I'm going around. Baruch Hashem. Covered Reb Gershon's Yotzei. I got Mazianis. I feel so good. Today I got some more Baruch Hashem. I have a long list of successes in my life. Mazianis here, what? Now the problem is like this. The Mazianis that you think you're getting. Somebody I wanted to say something. Someone was giving a speech in. It's not Bezyanis, Meshuggah. It's Demyain. You think it's Bezyanis. Because the guy, whatever. He didn't mean it. He talks like that to everybody. Most Bezyanis is Demyain. Nice. Yeah, but you think you have Bezyanis. Sigalmisht. You still have a kapara, by the way. Because in your Demyain, it's Bezyanis, you get a kapara. And if it's Taka Bezyanis, which is rare, the guy really wants to be Bezyanis. Tommy's nervous, so what? And if you work on yourself in Musar and you feel no pain, suck the Alta from the Vardi, you get the same kapara. Isn't that something? The Hadakinami, any Bezyanis, it's a gold mine. It's the biggest kapara in the world. All your Averis in the garbage. You got Bezyanis? You should dance and sing. Okay, now, about the war. I want to tell you about the war. I'm telling you what to do. One thing is claw. The first thing you got to do about this war is say, Bishvili Nivra Olam, I'm going to make a difference. My tefillahs, forget about, I'm going to, and you doubt, I did this last night. I says, I couldn't go to sleep. I says, Abishta, I don't want one yid hurt. Not one. And I repeated again, and I never slept so good last night. So, Yesh Darshan, Abishta didn't want me to talk too much. That's not the real shot. Abishta rewarded me. You're being nice. You care for my kinloch. You have such an opportunity now. daven your head off. Eibishter, save the Jews. Make it your project. Be a Mordechai who fills achrayas for Klal Yisrael. And two things, I would say, get daven your head off that nothing should happen. It's nishkefalach for all the Ukrainians to get wiped out. That would be wonderful. Except I would like to be, it says that you have to be Mizara Shel Yosef to Yarashel Rachel to have the schuss to do that. He's a Rishoyim. There's a problem. The world is crazy today. The president is Jewish. Yechap? What's going on? The president of worse than Amalek is a Yid. Now, figure out. And by the way, Putin is punked in Ayiv Yisrael. I feel very uncomfortable knocking him. He's an Ayiv Yisrael. Putin said, I don't know. And I had a svara that the reason why he's starting with the Ukrainians is because they hurt the Jews. He's sticking up for us. I always see things positive. So Putin likes Jews. You know, there's a guy, I respect him tremendously. There's a Rav who's Putin's rabbi. Putin likes him. And he gets along with Putin. How's that? They love each other. A rabbi, hey, he's happy with him. He's comfortable with him. One of these shaluchim over there, one of these, he's married again. Putin loves him. Best friends. It teaches you something. If you're a mensch, you know, there's so much pain going on in this world. That's unnecessary because people don't have respect for each other. It says Esther Malka loved every human being in the world. That's why she was ready to be the Kanoi, to wipe out. She played a nasty trick on Haman. You know this. She said, okay, let's make a party. And Haman was going wild. Wow, the queen even likes me, you know. And Sefreilach, only me. And she said, oh, now let's make another one. She was sneaky. Now, and then the next one, okay, now I'll get you. Boom, Haman Arazeh, get out of here. She was tough. And Mordechai, when he kicked Ein Shalom, when he stepped on Haman to get on the horse, what does Mordechai do? On the way up, Haman says, what are you stepping on me for? It says, Ben Foyle Yvach Altisbuk. Haman is giving a lamb. You know that. He knew Mishlei better than most. You see the psoe all over the place. He knows shame. You know. Anyway, so she said, and you're different. It's a mitzvah to step on your head, you nobody. He wasn't scared of him. He was murdered. They were mean. I'll tell you why they were like this. The Mepharshim say they were a tikkun for a shawl. Shawl was too soft. Oh, look at that gorgeous looking Agog. He's a melech. Look, he's blonde. This gorgeous looking Amaleki. How could I kill him? You can't be soft. There's a time to be tough. Reb Nelson used to speak like that. Everybody, what? Yes, kill him. Chop him to pieces. I hope there's no guy listening. Listen to this. You ready? My Shveh said, there was Kenish Fashnaden, Anatasimit, Avtozen Shtike, Hotnish Ki Yiddish Hats. I think you heard it from the Mishas Aluza. And that's why Mordechai was tough and Esther was tough. I kind of, that's why it says Avichayil every time. When she does something tough, it says, Toikif, then she's putting call Avichayil. You're tough. And that's why it says on Mordechai, everyone loved him. It says on Esther, everyone loved her. What's that for? It doesn't say Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron. Where does it say? Put that to show the emissary Kanoi loves the whole world. And he wants to save the world from people that it's not them. These are the emissary kanaim. That's what, okay. Anyway, but daven, the whole olam should do tshuva. I'm telling you, during the Gulf War, all I heard day and night was betachem, betachem, betachem. Nothing's gonna happen. All the Rosh Yeshivas, they were talking betachem. Reb Chaim Kanevsky said, everybody save the mess, the gas mess, save it for Purim. They were laughing at it. Olam talk betachen, not talk fear. Abish is going to help. And while you're at it, ask for a tshuva shalema. They're all doing tshuva.